أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام ميم ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون صدق الله العظيم.
السلام عليكم.
Come closer, brothers.
Jazakallah. Jazakallah. The clothes there. Mulana Zakaria sahab ko aage tashreef le aao. Mulana sahab. Hafiz sahab, Mulana Zakaria sahab ko aage le aao. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا وحبيبنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ومن آياته أن خلق لكم من أنفسكم أزواجا لتسكنوا إليها وجعل بينكم مودة ورحمة، إن في ذلك لآيات لقوم يتفكرون. وقال تعالى: والله جعل لكم من أنفسكم أزواجا وجعل لكم من أزواجكم بنين وحفدة ورزقكم من الطيبات أفبالباطل يؤمنون وبنعمة الله يكفرون. وقال تعالى: وأنكحوا الأيام منكم والصالحين من عبادكم وإمائكم إن يكونوا فقراء يغنهم الله من فضله والله واسع عليم. وليستعفف الذين لا يجدون نكاحا حتى يغنيهم الله من فضله. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: يا معشر الشباب، من استطاع منكم الباءة فليتزوج، فإنه أغض للبصر وأحسن للفرج، ومن لم يستطع فعليه بالصوم، فإنه له وجاء. صدق الله مولانا العظيم، وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ما قال ربنا وخالقنا ورازقنا من الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. Please recite Durood Sharif once. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. ہوں لاکھوں سلام اس آقا پر، دل لاکھوں جس نے جوڑ دیے، دل لاکھوں جس نے جوڑ دیے، اور دنیا کو دیا پیغام سکون، طوفانوں کے رخ موڑ دیے. حضور آئے تو کیا کیا ساتھ نعمت لے کے آئے ہیں، حضور آئے تو کیا کیا ساتھ نعمت لے کے آئے ہیں، اخوت، علم و حکمت، آدمیت لے کے آئے ہیں. رہے گا یہ قیامت تک سلامت معجزہ ان کا، وہ قرآن مبین نور ہدایت لے کے آئے ہیں. خدا نے رحمت للعالمین خود ان کو فرمایا: وما ارسلناك الا رحمة للعالمین. خدا نے رحمت للعالمین خود ان کو فرمایا، قسم اللہ کی وہ رحمت ہی رحمت لے کے آئے. خدا نے دین کامل کر دیا ہے اے امی ان پر، محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم پرچم ختم نبوت لے کے آئے ہیں. خاتم النبیین، فائنل پروفیٹ ہیں، آپ کے بعد کسی نبی کے آنے کی گنجائش نہیں. ریسپیکٹڈ ایلڈرز، برادرز، فرینڈز، ینگ ونز، فرسٹ آف آل وی تھینک اللہ سبحانہ وتعالی فار گیونگ اس دی توفیق اینڈ ابلٹی ٹو کم ٹو دا مسجد اینڈ پرفارم ظہر صلاح وتھ جماعت. سے الحمد للہ. دین آئی وڈ لائک ٹو تھینک امام صاحب اینڈ دا کمیونٹی ممبرس فار گیونگ می دی اپرچونیٹی ٹو کم ہیئر اینڈ سے سم ورڈز اباؤٹ آور بیوٹیفل دین الاسلام. مے اللہ گیو می دا توفیق ٹو سے سم تھنگ وچ از بینیفیشل فار آل آف اس. مے اللہ گیو از دا توفیق to learn and study our beautiful deen and then put it into practice whatever we learn. Respected elders, brothers, friends, I've come here for a short trip of 3 days to attend the wedding of my friend Abdullah Patel. Alhamdulillah, nikah was in Masjid Abu Bakr Siddiq on Friday. We had some programs yesterday in Medina Masjid. And then last night, the reception was in somewhere hall. Alhamdulillah, program is going well. So I thought, you know, mashallah, I have been here before among you, and we have a connection with one another. Muhabbat. This connection and this muhabbat is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hafiz Sahib, mashallah, always invites me and gives me the opportunity to come here and say something. So I thought it's my duty to come and say a few words about our beautiful deen of Islam. Thinking what to talk about, it came to my mind that it's better if I talk about marriage, zawaj, nikah. What instructions Islam gives us with regards to weddings and marriages. In the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first of all mentions some of the signs of His Qudrat, power. Alhamdulillah, we are all Muslims and we believe that Allah is one. And before Allah is one, we believe that Allah is there. There are some people who don't believe in God, who ask questions, does God exist? Toba toba, astaghfirullah. Silly question, absurd question. Have you ever seen someone asking, does the sun shine? No, it's badihi, it's open, it's clear, it's always shining. No, everybody knows it's shining. So everybody knows God is there. You don't need to prove it with proofs and evidence. God is there. If He's not there, then how did all this universe come into existence? Who made it? Big Bang? Evolution? Okay, Big Bang. Then why only one Big Bang? Why not so many Big Bangs after that? Particles colliding in the universe, they should have collided. They should be colliding every day. Every day new universe should be formed. Why only once? So the theory of evolution and Big Bang is also absurd. Some scientists have made that research. Okay, let their research stay with them. Alhamdulillah, the majority of the world believe in God. Whichever religion, Muslims, Christians, Jews, Hindus, Buddhists, whichever religion you take, everybody believes in God. So some people do shirk, but Alhamdulillah, we are muwahid. We believe that God is one. Allah is there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains His wujud, His existence and His tawheed and oneness in the Quran in many, many places, in many ways. In the 21st juz, in Surah Ar-Rum, the third ruku' of Surah Ar-Rum, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions some of His signs. وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنْ خَلَقَكُمْ مِنْ تُرَابٍ ثُمَّ إِذَا أَنْتُمْ بَشَرٌ تَنْتَشِرُونَ. Among the signs of Allah's wujud and existence and His power is that He created you from mitti and dust, and then you were made into human beings and scattered and spread out throughout the earth, a sign that Allah is there. Every human being's wujud is a sign of Allah's wujud. وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنْ خَلَقَ لَكُم مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا. Among His signs is that He created from you mates and partners for you, so that you may gain sukoon and peace and tranquility with your partner. وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً. Among His signs is that He placed affection, love and mercy between your hearts. إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمٍ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. Surely therein are signs for those who ponder. وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ خَلْقُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافُ أَلْسِنَتِكُمْ وَأَلْوَانِكُمْ. Among His signs is the creation of the heavens and the earth, and the differences within your tongues and your colors. إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِلْعَالِمِينَ. Surely therein are signs for those who have knowledge. وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ مَنَامُكُمْ بِاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ وَابْتِغَاؤُكُمْ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ. Among His signs is your going to sleep by night and by day, and your going out to search for your, look for your livelihood, earn your sustenance, which is fadl and grace from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah made the system like that so that you may sleep at night, you may work during the day, you may earn your livelihood, and you may spend your life with ease. إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمٍ يَسْمَعُونَ. For those, there are signs in there for those who want to hear. Aage kya hai Maulana sahab?
وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ يُرِيكُمُ الْبَرْقَ خَوْفًا وَطَمَعًا وَيُنَزِّلُ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً فَيُحْيِي بِهِ الْأَرْضَ بَعْدَ مَوْتِهَا إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمٍ يَعْقِلُونَ. Among his signs is that he shows you the lightning flashing from between the clouds. Some people are scared of the lightning and some people are hopeful that rain will come. The farmers who look after the fields and orchards and farming, they are hopeful, they are happy, rejoicing when the rain comes. This is khawfan wa tama'an. وَيُنَزِّلُ لَكُم مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً. He sends down rainwater for you from the skies. فَيُحْيِي بِهِ الْأَرْضَ بَعْدَ مَوْتِهَا. Then he brings the dead earth back to life after it was dead. إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمٍ يَعْقِلُونَ. Surely in there are signs for people who reflect, who have no understanding, wisdom. وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَن تَقُومَ السَّمَاءُ وَالْأَرْضُ بِأَمْرِهِ. Among his signs is that the sky and the earth, the heavens and the earth are both standing by the order of Allah. By the order of Allah. Can you see any pillar underneath the sky? Show me, have you ever seen a pillar? This building cannot stand without a pillar. The huge sky is standing without a pillar. أَن تَقُومَ السَّمَاءُ وَالْأَرْضُ بِأَمْرِهِ ثُمَّ إِذَا دَعَاكُمْ دَعْوَةً مِّنَ الْأَرْضِ إِذَا أَنْتُمْ تَخْرُجُونَ. When he calls you out, you will immediately get up from your graves and be presented before him. You will get out of your graves and come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَهُ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. To him belongs each and every single soul in the heavens and in the earth. In the heavens, the malaika, the angels, whoever's in the heavens belong to Allah. Whoever's in the earth, every soul belongs to Allah. كُلٌّ لَهُ قَانِتُونَ. Everybody has to show their duty to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One way or the other. آگے کیا ہے؟ كُلٌّ لَهُ قَانِتُونَ. وَهُوَ الَّذِي يَبْدَأُ الْخَلْقَ ثُمَّ يُعِيدُهُ وَهُوَ أَهْوَنُ عَلَيْهِ. It is he who creates the creation for the first time and then he will bring them back to life for the second time. And making something for a second time is much more easier than the first time. According to your experience. This masjid is made. If you want to make a similar masjid, it's easy because you've already done it once. An architect has drawn a plan, constructed a building. If he wants to make the same building in another area, it's easy for him because he's gone through all the hard works, he's got all the plans. So if Allah created the whole universe once, brought you out, he can bring you out again. This is much easier. وَهُوَ أَهْوَنُ عَلَيْهِ وَلَهُ الْمَثَلُ الْأَعْلَى فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. To him belongs the loftiest explanations and parables and examples. And وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. Allah is mighty, powerful, and he is hakeem and wise, full of hikmat and wisdom. This is the third chapter of Surah Ar-Rum, the sixth of the 21st para juz, which I recited to you. Among the signs, Allah mentioned, خَلَقَ لَكُم مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا. Allah created partners for you from you, so that you may gain sukoon and peace from them. And he placed mawaddat, love, and rahmat, mercy among you. Allah created our partner from among us. What does Allah mean here? Read the first ayat of Surah An-Nisa. Bismillahi ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ اتَّقُوا رَبَّكُمُ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُم مِّن نَفْسٍ وَاحِدَةٍ وَخَلَقَ مِنْهَا زَوْجَهَا وَبَثَّ مِنْهُمَا رِجَالًا كَثِيرًا وَنِسَاءً وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ الَّذِي تَسَاءَلُونَ بِهِ وَالْأَرْحَامِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَلَيْكُمْ رَقِيبًا. O people, fear your Lord. Be constantly aware of your Lord who created you from a single soul. And from that soul he created its partner. And from the twain he scattered many a man and women. And fear Allah, in whose name you beg of one another. And be very careful with regards to your relations. Surely Allah is watching over you. Now in the tafsir of this ayat, وَخَلَقَ مِنْهَا زَوْجَهَا. From that single soul, Allah created its partner. Mufassirin say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Adam alayhi salam from mitti soil. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Jibreel Amin alayhi salam to get soil from the earth and told him to mix all types of different soils hard, soft, and different color, black, white, red, mixed colors. So he brought all type of soil, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the mold of the body of Adam alayhi salam. And how big was that mold? 60 feet long. Allah Pak made it, hands, feet, eyes, everything. And Allah left that body without soul for some time. After some time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered the ruh, the soul, to come. And it entered the body. And as soon as it entered from the nose, and from mouth and ears, and it went inside up to the neck, Adam alayhi salam opened his eyes up and started looking everything. And he sneezed. Achoo! So Malaika told him, say Alhamdulillah. So Adam alayhi salam said, Alhamdulillah. And then the Malaika said, Yarhamukallah. May Allah have mercy upon you. And then the ruh went down up to his hips. And Adam alayhi salam stood up. Attempted to get up. The ruh has not gone into the legs. But he is hastening. He's quick, trying to do everything with haste. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, خُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ مِنْ عَجَلٍ. Insan has been created with haste. Then the ruh went down to his feet. And then Adam alayhi salam stood up and started walking. Allah taught him everything. Allah gave him knowledge. Allah taught him. Allah inspired in his heart. وَعَلَّمَ آدَمَ الْأَسْمَاءَ كُلَّهَا ثُمَّ عَرَضَهُمْ عَلَى الْمَلَائِكَةِ فَقَالَ أَنْبِئُونِي بِأَسْمَاءِ هَؤُلَاءِ إِنْ كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. Allah taught him everything. This is a tree, this is water, this is fruit, this is vegetable, this is farishta, and this is this. Allah taught him everything. Allah put everything in his mind, in that computer chip. Allah programmed everything and put in his brain everything. Now Adam alayhi salam is going around Jannah, he's enjoying himself. However, he's feeling lonely, he's alone. So once he lies down, he rests, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does a surgical operation on him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes his top left rib out, and from that rib, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates Amma Hawwa alayhi salam. My Hawwa alayhi salam. What is this creation? Cloning. People say cloning, cloning. How do they do cloning? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did it. Allah can do whatever He likes. Allah knows best what they say about cloning. I'm just trying to give you an example. Allah can create whatever He wants, however He wants. So He created her from the top rib. And Adam alayhi salam woke up, and he saw Hawwa alayhi salam sitting by his side, and he stretched his hand towards her. And the Malaika said, wait, you still have to do nikah yet. And the nikah was performed, and whatever mahar should be given was given. What mahar? Allah knows best. Hazrat Shaykh Zakariya rahmatullah alayhi narrates in Fadail Durus Sharif from Shaykh Abdul Haq Muhaddis Dehlavi rahmatullah alayhi, who is a great Muhaddis of Delhi of the 10th century of Islamic calendar. And he writes that Adam alayhi salam was told that the mahar of Hawwa alayhi salam is reciting Durus Sharif 3 times upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Because on the arsh it was written, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him, read Durus Sharif 3 times, look at that Muhammadur Rasulullah, say Durus Sharif 3 times, that is the mahar and dowry of Hawwa alayhi salam. And nikah was performed, and they start living together. Now, after some time, few weeks or months, Hawwa alayhi salam makes that mistake first. She is instigated and whispering. She comes under the whisperings of shaitan, and she eats from that tree which was prohibited, and she feels nothing wrong. And she tells Adam alayhi salam as well, you eat from here as well. Now when Adam alayhi salam eats it, all the clothings of Jannat are gone. And he's running around, and he goes behind the trees and gets the leaves of the trees and covers his body. And then he starts crying, oh Allah, I'm sorry, I made a mistake, my mistake, please Allah forgive me. Allah said, Adam, did I not tell you not to go near that tree? Why did you go near that tree? Why did you eat it? Now you've ate it, you have to go down, you can't stay here in Jannat anymore. What was that tree? That tree was not from the trees of Jannah, because Jannah's fruit is latif. The ghiza is latif, meaning subtle. When you eat it, you don't need to go to washroom to relieve yourself. But the food of dunya is thaqeel, heavy. When you eat it, you need to go to for istinja to relieve yourself. So that tree was from the trees of dunya, placed as a test for Adam a.s. in Jannah. And Adam a.s. ate from there. So he needed to go for istinja. Allah said, I'm sorry, there is no washroom here in Jannah. You have to go downstairs for the washroom. Now Adam a.s. is sent down. But he is crying, oh no, Baba, please Allah. Adam a.s. was sent down on the earth while there was sunlight. And there was light everywhere. But soon when the sun was setting, it was darkness. When darkness fell, Adam a.s. was scared. Oh, he had never seen darkness in Jannah. First time he's seeing darkness. Musibat upon musibat. Problem upon problem. He's being sent down. And then he's been separated from Hawa a.s. Hawa a.s. is somewhere. Adam a.s. is somewhere. And Adam a.s. is crying and crying and crying. Many days passed by. Many days passed by. Many months passed by. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is testing him really hard so that he doesn't make the same mistake again. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saw that Adam is sincere in his tawbah and his repentance. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught him some words by which he supplicated, رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا وَإِن لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. O our Lord, surely we have done zulm upon ourselves. We have done injustice upon ourselves. If you don't forgive us, if you don't show us mercy, we will definitely be from among the losers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, okay, your tawbah is accepted. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ثُمَّ اجْتَبَاهُ رَبُّهُ فَتَابَ عَلَيْهِ وَهَدَى. Allah chose him, Allah relented towards him, and Allah guided him. Now, Adam alayhi salam and Hawa alayhi salam got together in the Maidan of Arafat, upon Jabal Rahmat, and they start staying together. They have their first two children, a boy and a girl, Habil and his sister, and they were from the Hamal and pregnancy of Jannah. But they were born over here. Then, through the second pregnancy, they have two children, Qabil and a sister. And Allah, when they grow up, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, the boy from the first pregnancy should marry the girl from the second pregnancy. And the girl from the first pregnancy should marry the boy from the second pregnancy. Because there was a need. So in Adam alayhi salam's shariat, Allah allowed the marriage between brother and sister because of necessity for some time. When that necessity was gone, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prohibited forever marriage between brother and sister. Hawa alayhi salam went through 40 pregnancies and gave birth to 80 children. And from the 80 children, some more, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spread out humanity. This is وَخَلَقَ مِنْهَا زَوْجَهَا خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا. And Allah said لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا. Allah made your partner from among you so that you may gain sukoon from her. Sukoon. Do we get sukoon from our wives? Of course we do. Let's take scenario of a husband and wife living nicely, peacefully together. And the scenario of a person who is working, who is going to job, but he has no wife, he is alone, no family. He has to cook his own food, he has to do his own washing, he has to clean the house by himself, he has to do everything by himself, he has to go to work and do everything by himself as well. Whereas the other person, he's got his wife, he comes home and he lies down on the sofa, his wife brings him tea, food, she's cleaned everything, washed all the clothes, and she's, you know, done all the chores of the household. In fact, when a couple are married and the wife goes on a journey for some time, maybe back to the mulk country to meet her parents, and we are alone in the house, then what happens? There is a whole chaos in the household. When she is coming back, we get to clean everything quickly, because she comes, she's going to start nagging. Look at all the house, how dirty it is. So this is, let us kunu ilayha, whether we realize or not, We don't think carefully, but we are getting so much sukoon from our wives. Our Hazrat, I remember once some this type of complaint of some murid came to Hazrat that, you know, he is very harsh upon his wife. So Hazrat got angry on that murid and he said, "Bhai, ye complain kyun aayi? Why this complaint come?" And she does this, and, "Oh bhai, if she irons your clothes for you, you should be grateful, thankful. You should say thank you, jazakallah. You should say good, kind words to her. She cooks for you, she washes your clothes for you, she irons for you, she cleans your house for you. She does everything, she tries to keep you happy, and you start being rude to her. You should have some understanding, you should be grateful for the service she does to you." So we don't realize that sukoon and peace we get through our wives. Allah is saying, لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً. Allah placed love and mercy among you. No, Allah, there is love. And this shows that there should be love between husband and wife. If there is no love and the love goes away, the fizz runs out, and you are constantly arguing all the time, you are both on different wavelengths, one is short wave, the other is long wave, and the fuse is always getting short, then in that case, that means you are not adaptable. If it's in the beginning, early stages of your marriage, then you should, you know, part company, ke wo ben maaf karna, hamara kuch nahi bana hai, tum jao dusra husband dhoond lo, hum dusri biwi dhoond lenge. Bajaye jhagda bhagda karte rehne, quarreling all the time, that's no good. But if you have a few kids, and you are, you know, living and some things happen, then try and give and take. You know, try and manage. Don't demand too much from your wife. You know, show her some kindness and let her falls off. Ignore her faults, mistakes. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in one hadith, لا يفرق مؤمن مؤمنة إن كره منها خلقا رضي منها آخر. A mu'min should never ever hate his mu'minah wife. If he dislikes her one habit, then he will like her other habit. So he should create a balance between the two. She has some faults, but she has some good beauties and virtues as well. So you make a balance between her faults and her virtues. That, okay, she nags too much and she does this, that, but she's keeping the house very clean, she's looking after the kids, she's doing this. Chalo koi harat nahi yaar, forget. Chalo, chalne do kaam. As the, you know, English proverb goes, to her virtues, be very kind. To her virtues, be very kind. To her faults, be a little blind. To her faults, be a little blind, as though you haven't seen that fault. If you do that, then inshallah, your life will go and pass by very peacefully and with sukoon, and your love and your muhabbat will remain. This is what Allah said, لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمٍ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. Now, with regards to marriage, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam has given us some instructions. First of all, what type of girl should we look for? Number one, in some ahadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, try and marry a virgin. عَلَيْكُمْ بِالْأَبْكَارِ فَإِنَّهُنَّ أَعْذَبُ أَفْوَاهًا وَأَنْتَقُ أَرْحَامًا وَأَرْضَى بِالْيَسِيرِ. Because a virgin girl has a sweet mouth, meaning she speaks in a soft tone with sweet words. She's friendly, she's nice, kind. And number two, because she will bring you more children. And number three, وَأَرْضَى بِالْيَسِيرِ, she will be content and happy with household ikhraja expenses you give her. She won't demand for too much all the time. She will be, you know, easygoing. So try and marry a virgin girl. This is what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is giving hidayat. Number two, he gave hidayat that try and look for deendari, religiousness. Check out whether the girl is religious or not. If she is religious, give preference to that. He said, مَسْتَفَادَ الْمُؤْمِنُ بَعْدَ تَقْوَى اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ خَيْرًا لَهُ مِنْ امْرَأَةٍ صَالِحَةٍ. A person cannot get anything after taqwa of Allah better than a pious, naik wife. The first best thing you can find is taqwa. And the second best thing you should get is a good wife. A pious wife. In nazara ilayha sarrathu, her condition is such that if you look at her, then she makes you happy. And wa in amaraha ata'athu, if you instruct her to do something, she obeys. And wa in aqsama 'alayha abarrathu, and if you say qasam, you have to do this, she fulfills your oath, and qasam, she does not let it break. And wa in ghaba 'anha hafizathu fi nafsiha wa malihi, if you go on a journey, if you are away, then she does not be treacherous to you with regards to her body, nor with regards to the property and wealth you had left behind. She is sincere and she is honest. So if you get a good wife, then that is the second best thing you can get after taqwa. First is taqwa, fear of Allah, and second best thing you can get is a dindar and good wife. Jazakallah khairan. Bismillah. So the second thing you should look for is dindari. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam instructed the parents of the girl that when proposal comes to you, then what should you look for in the groom? He said, إِذَا خَطَبَ إِلَيْكُم مَّن تَرْضَوْنَ دِينَهُ وَخُلُقَهُ فَزَوِّجُوهُ إِلَّا تَفَعَلُوهُ تَكُنْ فِتْنَةٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَفَسَادٌ عَدِيدٌ. When a proposal comes to you from such a person whose two things you like, then you should give him your daughter. If you don't do that, then there will be fitna in the land and lots of fasad and chaos. The two things are دِينَهُ وَخُلُقُ. Look at his deen and religiousness. And look at his akhlaq and characteristics, manners. If he is dindar, he is namazi, he goes in jamaat, he is hafiz, he is alim, he is dindar. And number two, he has good characters, good akhlaq, good manners. He is well behaved, he is mature, he is generous, he is kind, he is humble. These are good akhlaq. You see these good characteristics in him, then give him your daughter. Don't look for other things. He should have a big job. He should have his own house. He should have a Mercedes car or whatever car. And he should have this and this and this. No. You shouldn't look for all those things. These days, you know, people look for so many things. I went to London, UK. And one of my friends told me we were talking about this subject of marriage. And he said, you know, I was with my friend who is from Sri Lanka. And he said, yeah, I've been here for so long and I can't find a wife. So if you can help me, you know, then please. So my friend said, I came home and I mentioned it to my parents. And my mother said, yes, there is a Sri Lankan girl over here. Maybe, you know, she's also virgin. We can call them and they can sit down together. Maybe they can, you know, talk with one another. Things can go forward. So they arranged for a meeting Sunday, and the girls come and sat inside the room, and the boy also came over here and he was sitting in the front room, and they spoke for a while with my friend, and then he said, now okay, you can go in the room and have a chat with the girl. So he went inside the room where the girl was, and immediately he came back out in a flash. So what happened, bhai? Bo jaldi baat ho gayi? Was so quick, you know, you finished talking everything. He said, no. I said, why? I've been to see this girl before. And she comes with a whole list and she starts ticking all the questions. And she's doing my interview. Do you have this and do you have this and this and this? I'm not going to marry her. I've already seen her. She had a list and she starts ticking doing my interview. So you don't need to interview your, you know, the whoever comes with a proposal. Just look at two things. And you can find these two things out by looking at his company. With whom does he stay? If he has good company, good friends, that means he's a good person. And his akhlaq, manners, you know, find out, be, you know, intelligent. And when you see that, yes, he's a good person, give him your daughter. Say to your daughter, he's a nice person, go. Mali kar lo, shadi kar lo, bas khatam ho gayi baat. Don't go around for looking too many things. Otherwise, if you keep looking for too many things, what's going to happen? Your daughter will get older and older and older. And, you won't get that 100% Mr. Right person. 50%, 60%, 70%, 40%, 20%. But at the end of the day, your daughter will stay at home. She will get 35, 40, 45. And then she will be frustrated. Our girls, they don't get younger by the day. They get older. So Sharia tells us the sooner you marry your daughter, the better. 15, 16, 17, 18, the girl should be married. Because in the youth, she's healthy. She can take care of kids. She's strong. But when she gets over 35, 40, sometimes bimaris and sicknesses come, diabetes, this, that. And then, you know, if she has 2-3 children, she can't look after them properly. So you should get them married quickly by the age of 17, 18, 19, 20, at the most, 22, 23, for finish. Don't delay it any later than that. Get her married quickly. What's happening in our environment is people ask for too much dowry. One of our graduates graduated from our Darul Uloom, and I met him after so many years. He came for once for Durood Sharif Majlis. I asked him, "What are you doing, my friend?" And he said, "Oh, I left Darul Uloom and I went to study at college, uni, and then I became a teacher and I am a secondary school teacher now." So, mashallah, mashallah. You got married, you got some children, kids? He said, "No, Mursal, I'm not married yet." "Go, why? How old are you?" He said, 29 or something, 27 or 29. So I said, you've been graduated for so long and you're still not married? He said, "Monasa, what can I do? You know, wherever I go for a proposal, they ask for £15,000 meher. So where can I get 15,000 meher? And they want a house of my own and they want this and they want this. So where can I get all that from?" So I have been to see so many girls, but there's so many demands that I can't fulfill them. And, I'm still a bachelor and I can't find a wife. So this is what's happening within the society. We demand too much and then our girls are sitting at home and they are not getting married. And they're getting older by the day. And what the Prophet ﷺ said over here, Allah forbid, may Allah take care of our daughters and our young sons as well. Allah's Prophet ﷺ said, if you don't do or follow this instruction which I am giving, then fitna and fasad will spread, corruption will spread in the land. And this is in the form of zina, fornication, in the form of liwatat, homosexuality, in the form of casinos, in the form of going to places where they shouldn't be going. Because their excitement will build up. And to get, get the steam out, to get rid of that passion, they're not pious and they're not naked, they're not going to keep rozas and fast. No, they're going to go out and do something wrong somehow. And this is how fitna and fasad will spread. May Allah protect our generation. And we all know that this zina, fornication is haram. It's a sin. And this sin is not only Islam. Islam does not only say it's a sin. Even the previous books say it's sin as well. Even in Bible, in Torah, and all the previous religions said that zina is a sin. All said liwatat is a sin. So if the society changes and they make the change things and say, "Oh, it's okay, if a boy and a girl get together, they agree, they want to sleep together, then let them sleep." That does not mean that it's allowed. No, a sin is always a sin. It doesn't become allowed, it doesn't become permissible. It's a sin. It's written in Bible as well. It's written in Quran as well. And everywhere. So, a sin is a sin. Liwatat is a grave sin. Grave sin in the eyes of Allah. When a person does this liwatat, what happens? He goes away, far, far away from the rahmat and mercy of Allah, and he comes under the curse and la'nat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah protect us. Mal'oon man ata rajulan aw imra'atan fi duburiha. That person is cursed who satisfies his desire through the anus of a man or a woman. Even with your wife, you can't fulfill your need in the back passage. There is only one place where you can fulfill your need, where the children are born. Otherwise, if you do the other thing, it's haram, it's not allowed, there is la'nat on there. مَنْ أَتَى حَائِضًا أَوْ إِمْرَأَةً فِي دُبُرِهَا فَقَدْ كَفَرَ بِمَا أُنزِلَ عَلَى مُحَمَّدٍ. Whosoever has intercourse with a woman on menstruation or through her backside, then he has denied that which Allah revealed upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is not following the instructions given by Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So we have guidance. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam told us, and he said that we have to follow this. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, if you don't marry your children quickly at an early age and let them sit, then the muhashara and the society will get corrupted. There will be fitna, fasad in the form of all these. If you want to get rid of these fitnas and fasad, then you marry your children as quickly as possible. My ustad Hazrat Sheikh Yunus Saab said a very nice thing, that people have made marriage very expensive. Logon ne shadi bahut mehengi bana di hai. Hazrat ne fir farmaya ki jab bhi kahin par shadi mehengi hoti hai to zina sasta ho jata hai. Whenever shadi becomes expensive, fornication and zina becomes cheap. And you look around, today zina is very cheap. You can get a prostitute for $20, $30, $40, spend one night and finish. Zina is cheap. Because we have made shadi and marriage very expensive. We need $15, $20, $30, $40,000. People take out loan from banks for shadi and for marriage. We have heard of people taking 10,000, 20,000, 30,000 pounds. Not for buying house, not for mortgage, which is also haram. This is only for shadi, for a few days, for a show off. This is happening within the community. Allah give us some understanding and hidayat. Why waste your money on all this? Shadi should be extremely simple, with utmost simplicity. Even you don't need to, publish or print out any cards and invite people. Our Hazrat Sheikh Zakariya Rahmatullahi Alayhi writes that shadi and marriage, wedding is like an ibadat, worship. Because shadi is sunnah. So when you do shadi and marriage with the intention of following the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then it becomes an ibadat and you get thawab for it. So nikah is an ibadat, it's a form of worship, following command of Allah, following sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Then Hazrat says, nikah is an ibadat like two rakat nafil namaz is an ibadat. Now if you want to pray two rakat nafil namaz, are you going to print out cards and tell the whole world, I'm praying two rakat namaz, come here and see me? No, nobody does that. So you don't need to publish cards and invitation for everyone. It's allowed, it's not haram, but it's not necessary, it's not compulsory, it's not faraz, it's not wajib, it's not sunnat, it's not even mustahab. It's just something allowed, permissible. But if you can do it, if you have money, if you are a millionaire and you want to invite all your friends, okay. But if you are not a millionaire, if you are a simple person, then make your shadi simple. The Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they never used to publish these cards and everything. In fact, in many cases, they never even used to invite Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Why? Because they would think that Rasulullah has many other things to do. He's a very busy person. Marriage is my small, and they would do own wedding and finish. And afterwards, Rasulullah finds out, why didn't you tell me, Rasulullah, you're a busy, very busy person, why should I call you? I got married. Abdul Rahman ibn Auf radiallahu anhu, he got married. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, oh Abdul Rahman, you got married? He said, yes. Okay, then awlim walau bishatin, give us some walima. Even if one goat, you have to sacrifice. And he did walima. Jabir ibn Abdullah radiallahu anhu, he was returning from an expedition with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When they got close to Medina Munawwara, he said, Ya Rasulullah, can you please allow me to go home quickly? He said, why? Why the rush? He said, Rasulullah, I got married. Oh, you got married? Yes, I want to go home quickly to my wife. Everybody feels the need for the wife, especially after a few days when you're away. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, who did you marry? A virgin or a sayyiba? A married woman. And he said, Ya Rasulullah, I had to marry a sayyiba who was married before. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, why didn't you marry a virgin with whom you can play and she can play with you? And he said, but Ya Rasulullah, my father died, I'm the only son, and he left behind 7 sisters for me. So if I brought a young girl, then she would be another 8 sisters. So I brought someone who is a bit older, so she can take care of my sisters, comb their hair, put their clothes on, wash and everything. She can. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you are a wise person, you have done a wise thing. So he shows that you can marry a sayyiba. Well, touching on that subject, another thing over here. In our society, in our Indian subcontinent society, what happens is people refrain from marrying widows or divorced women. We don't like it. We don't marry them. Now a woman is young, 25, 30, her husband died in an accident. Nobody marries her and she has to stay on her own for the rest of her life. This is a bad rasam. This is wrong. The system of the Sahaba was that as soon as a woman becomes widow, she gets 3-4 proposals. And she has a choice. Whoever she wants to marry, she marries. As soon as her iddat finishes, she gets proposal and she's immediately married again. Now this bidat has come in our society that we don't marry a widow or we don't marry a divorced. This is wrong. I was just talking with my friend Iqbal in the morning about Hazrat Maulana Qasim Nanotvi rahmatullahi alayh. That during that time, Maulana Qasim Nanotvi was born in the year 1833 and he passed away in the year 1880. So you can understand that time where he is. 1880 is his date of his death. So Hazrat Maulana Qasim Nanotvi rahmatullahi alayh and his mashayikh and akabir, you know, they made a muhim. Kya kehte hain muhim ko, kya kehte hain? Harkat, movement. They created a movement in which they went around and, you know, spread the word that people should marry, widows and divorced women as well. They shouldn't take it as some bad omen or nahusat, manhus nahi samajhna chahiye. Don't take it as manhus. It's good thing. It's sunnat. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had only one virgin, Aisha radiallahu anha, and all his other wives were either divorced or widows. Hazrat Khadija was a widow, Hazrat Sauda was a widow, Hazrat Hafsa was a widow, Hazrat Umm Habiba was a widow, Hazrat Juwayriya was a widow. All his wives were widows. Their husbands had died. Safiya ibn Huyay was a widow. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam married widows. So Maulana Qasim Nanotvi rahmatullahi alayhi was once doing a bayan on this. And during the bayan, someone approached and he said, Hazrat, I want to ask a question, please. And Hazrat, through his firasat and wisdom, understood what question he's going to ask. He said, wait a minute. And he went inside his house. And he had a sister whose age was 95. And he went and sat by her side and started pressing her feet. And he said, sister, I have come to you to talk to you about one sunnat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And if you want to get thawab of following the sunnat, then there is a very good opportunity for you to follow in that sunnat. And she said, what sunnat is there? Of course, I want thawab of following the sunnat. Tell me, what sunnat? And he said, the sunnat of getting married to a widow. So you are a widow and I want you to marry someone. So the sunnat of marriage of widows can be brought back to life. And she said, I am 95, who's going to marry me? And you know, Maulana Qasim Nanotvi said, you don't need to worry, we've already arranged everything. You just have to say yes and marry. And she said, okay, if that is the case, if a sunnat is revived through me, and I get thawab of reviving the sunnat, then I will do it, no problem. And they had already arranged, and they called a person. Nikah was there, performed there and then. And after that, after the nikah, Hazrat Maulana Qasim Nanotvi came back to the masjid. It took a little bit of time, going, coming, everything. And the majlis was still there, someone was taking care of the majlis. Hazrat came and sat on the chair or minbar and said, yes, what's your question? And the person said, I want to ask that you are telling that people should marry widows. You have a sister who is widow in your house. Why don't you marry her? So Hazrat said, Alhamdulillah, she's married. I've just been and done a nikah. You can go and find out for yourself. So this is, you know, something that we need to address. In our society, there will be many widows and divorced women. And, you know, we should try and get them married. Now, another subject comes over here. One wife or four? Quran has allowed how many? Four. But our society has become such that we feel that four wives is something really, really, really bad. Never mind four, three is bad, two is bad as well. And we should have only one. Now this mentality is against the instruction of the Shariat. From both sides, from men and from women. Now if we look over here, women are more in number in comparison to men. There are reasons beyond doubt. If you look at the survey throughout the world in every country, girls are born more, boys less. Girls, ladies survive more, have longer life, and men have shorter life. And also where there are wars and battles taking place, men die in the war and ladies are alive. So who's going to take care of that extra proportion of the women? That is why Islam allowed 2, 3, 4 multiple wives. So if you do insaf and justice with your wives, there is no harm in there. Huh? If you can't do insaf, if you're not a strong person, you can't take care of them properly, then Islam said only one. But if you are a strong person, you have enough money to take care of them, you have a house for both of them, and you get married to two women, there is no harm in there. It's allowed. You can afford it and you can take care of them both. So it's allowed. So if a woman allows her husband, permits her husband to marry another person, and he gets married to a widow or a divorce, he will get thawab. She will also get thawab. You know, just 2 days ago, you must have heard of Sheikh Ahmad Ali, who used to come and give speeches from England. He had two wives. And I went to his house once and I asked him, you know, Sheikh Ahmad Ali, how did you get married to two? You know, it's really hard in this society today. And he said, Maulana Sahab, it was nothing, no struggle for me. You know, my wife, my first wife, she herself told me that this girl is very nice, you should get married to her. And it took me 1 hour to convince my mother and 1 day to convince my father. And the next day, marriage was done. And my both wives live under one roof. They're both best friends. And they both live under one roof. And they go get along, alhamdulillah, very well. And alhamdulillah, I give speeches. And the cassettes are recorded by some company. And they come. And then the packing and everything, I bring them home and they do all the packing together. And alhamdulillah, whatever is sold, whatever profit we get from there, I get my expenses out. And my house expenses are run with that. So I said, MashaAllah, you are a very fortunate person. He said, alhamdulillah, they both get along very well. Both look after each other's children. No quarreling, no fighting, nothing, alhamdulillah. And with sadness, on Thursday, they had both gone shopping to the shopping mall together. And they were returning with the shopping bags. And they were crossing the road. The second wife, the younger one, she had crossed and went ahead. And the first wife was coming. And this person came speeding in a car. And he hit her at the speed of 70 miles an hour. And instantly she died. Her janaza is still not performed because it's a police case. There were three young boys, 23, 26 and 30 years old. Not young boy, young men who were in the car. And there were some drugs in the car as well. They were under the influence of drugs. And that is what made them speed up. So they're both in police custody. All three of them in police custody, police case. Our janaza will be done maybe Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, whenever the police give. Now this young lady was very humble, very nice. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave her a short life. And with those nekis and hasanat, the khidmat of her husband which she had done, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took her away. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, أَخْبَطُ أَوْلِيَاءِ عِنْدِي مُؤْمِنٌ خَفِيفُ الْحَادِ ذُو حَظٍ مِّنَ الصَّلَاةِ أَحْسَنَ عِبَادَةَ رَبِّهِ وَأَطَاعَهُ فِي السِّرِّ وَكَانَ غَامِضًا فِي النَّاسِ لَا يُشَارُ إِلَيْهِ بِالْأَصَابِعِ وَرُزِقَ كَفَافًا. فصبر على ذلك. Then he said, عجلت منيته قلت بواكيه قلت راثه. A person with some qualities Rasulullah mentioned and said that he had a short life and he didn't have much left estate to leave behind for distribution and he didn't have many people to cry over him. Such person who was pious, who was naive, who loved salah and who was pious muttaqi person is beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and I also envy such a person. So she was a nice woman, she's gone. So if our ladies also get this mentality, this humbleness, and you know, give preference to their husbands, their wishes, okay, no problem, so and so woman is divorced, so and so is a widow, you get married to her, we have two houses, she can live in one, I live in the other, or we have a huge mansion, palace, I will share one room, she can take, you know, she will get sawab for that. And we should think about akhirat, not just of this dunya. May Allah give us tawfiq to understand. So this is a little bit of instructions with regards to guidance with regards to marriage. Rasulullah ﷺ said, look for dindari and religiousness in the boy and in the girl. They should both look for religiousness. When you find that they are both compatible, sit down, go and have a look at the other person and talk. And this is the limit. You go once or twice and you talk and you realize that yes, you are both on the same wavelength, that's enough. You shouldn't keep chatting all the time with your fiancé. Because if you stay on the phone all the time, chatting on the email and on the Facebook, and you know sometimes what happens is you start arguing and then the engagement is broken. So what Shariat has allowed, stay in the limit. Don't go out of the limit. Otherwise things, problems will come. And also what our elders say is, Jat Mangni Patviya. Do Mangni and Nikah instantly, quickly. Don't leave things, delay things that okay, we will make our Mangni and engagement now and after 1 year we will have the Shadi and wedding marriage. And in between these there is, all Khurafat and Fisq and Fujur. Sometimes they're both going out together for shopping in malls and then, hand in hand, kissing, cuddling and these types of things. This is not allowed. You're not married yet. You are aliens and foreigners to one another. So you shouldn't be doing these things. So to avoid that, what you need to do is, as soon as you find a suitable partner for your son or for your daughter, try and get them married quickly and let them stay happily. That go on, stay happy, enjoy your lives. And this is what Shariat wants and from us. And we have to remember another thing. Finding a suitable partner for our children is the duty of the wali, the parents, the guardians. They should go out and look for a partner. The mother should go at places and look for a nice girl for her son. And the father should look around in the masjid or in gatherings for a good young man for his daughter. So the mother fulfills her duty with regards to the son and the father fulfills his duty with regards to his daughter. And in this way you find a suitable partner, get them married quickly and inshallah the muashara and our society will be very, very peaceful and things will move on and all these facade and fitna will go away, it will be eradicated. Hopefully, may Allah give us tawfiq to understand. So these are little bit of guidances with regards to weddings and marriages. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept what we have said and give us tawfiq to learn more, study more and put into practice whatever we say. Theek hai Maulana sahab? Kuch aur kisi cheez kehne ki baaki hai? Any questions? Theek hai. Kuch aur kehne ka baaki hai Maulana sahab? Hafiz Abdul Latif sahab? Haan? Theek hai. Chalo dua kar lete hain. Durood Sharif padh lo. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا مولانا محمد عبدك ورسولك النبي الأمي نبي الرحمة كما تحب وترضى عدد ما تحب وترضى كلما ذكره الذاكرون وكلما غفل عن ذكره الغافلون اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين رب اجعلني مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتي ربنا وتقبل دعاء ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما يا أرحم الراحمين محزب نفضل وكرم سي هم سب کی پوری پوری مغفرت بخشی فرما دیجئے پروردگار عالم ہم میں سے کسی ایک کو بھی محروم نہ جانے دیجئے یا اللہ اس بستی کے تمام مسلمانوں کی مغفرت فرما دیجئے دنیا بھر کے تمام مسلمانوں کی مغفرت فرما دیجئے ہمارے تمام مرحومین کی مغفرت فرما دیجئے پوری امت پر رحم فرما دیجئے پوری امت کے ساتھ رحم اور کرم اور عفو اور صفا اور عافیت کا معاملہ فرما دیجئے پروردگار عالم امت کی جملہ ضرورتوں کو اپنے خزانے غیب سے پورا فرما دیجئے اس وقت شادی کے متعلق آپ نے کچھ باتیں کہلوائی ہیں ہم آپ کا اس پر شکریہ ادا کرتے ہیں یا اللہ ہم نے جو کچھ کہا اور سنا اس پر ہم کو عمل کرنے کی توفیق نصیب فرمائیے ہمارے معاشرے کو ہر قسم کی برائیوں سے رسم و رواج سے شریعت کے خلاف امور سے منکرات سے یا اللہ بے حیائی بے شرمی سے پاک اور صاف اور کلین فرما دیجئے ہم کو ہمارے دین اسلام کی صحیح سمجھ نصیب فرمائیے اور یا اللہ سمجھ کر کے پھر اس پر بصیرت کے ساتھ عمل کرنے کی بھی توفیق عطا فرمائیے یا اللہ ہمارے معاشرے میں جو جوان لڑکے لڑکیاں بیچارے بے نکاح بیٹھے ہوئے ہیں ان کے لیے اچھا رشتہ مہیا فرما دیجئے اس سنت کو سادگی کے ساتھ جلدی سے ادا کرنے کی توفیق نصیب فرمائیے اور اس میں خرافات اور جو کچھ رسوم وغیرہ گھس گئے ہیں یا اللہ اس سے اس کو پاک صاف کر دیجئے یا اللہ جو بیچاری بیوہ عورتیں بیٹھی ہوئی ہیں، جو طلاق شدہ متعلقہ بیٹھی ہوئی ہیں، ان کے لیے بھی اچھا رشتہ مہیا کر دیجئے. پروردگار عالم ان کی ضرورت بھی پوری فرمائیے. اور یا اللہ جن جوانوں کے نکاح ہوئے ہیں، یا اللہ کہیں گھروں میں جھگڑے ہیں، ان جھگڑوں کو ختم فرما دیجئے. یا اللہ آپس میں دلوں میں محبت ڈال دیجئے، یا اللہ دلوں میں محبت ڈال دیجئے، ایک دوسرے کا حق پہچاننے اور حق ادا کرنے کی توفیق نصیب فرمائیے. اور یا اللہ پیار کے ساتھ محبت کے ساتھ رہنے کی توفیق نصیب فرمائیے. جن کے یہاں اولاد نہیں ہے ان کو نیک صالح اولاد نصیب فرمائیے. یا اللہ جن کی جو ضرورتیں ہیں ان کی ضرورتیں پوری کر دیجئے. جن کے پاس جاب نہیں ہے ان کو اچھا جاب نصیب فرمائیے. جن کی بزنس ہے اس کی حفاظت فرمائیے. برکت والا رزق حلال اور حلال کمائی اور انکم نصیب فرمائیے. ہر قسم کی حرام کمائی سے، حرام کاموں سے، حرام دھندوں سے، حرام کھانے سے، یا اللہ حرام رزق سے ہماری حفاظت فرمائیے. یا اللہ زنا سے ہماری نسلوں کی حفاظت فرمائیے، لواطت اور سے ہماری نسلوں کی حفاظت فرمائیے. یا اللہ شراب نوشی اور ڈرگس سے ہماری نسلوں کی حفاظت فرمائیے. پروردگار عالم آپ کا خوف دلوں میں ڈال دیجئے، آپ کا دھیان پیدا فرما دیجئے. قیامت کے دن آپ کے سامنے کھڑا ہونا ہے، حساب کتاب دینا ہے، یا اللہ اس کا فکر نصیب فرما دیجئے. یا اللہ حیا شرم والی زندگی نصیب فرما دیجئے، آپ کی رضا اور خوشی والی زندگی نصیب فرما دیجئے، آپ کی ناراضگی اور نامرضیات سے ہماری حفاظت فرما لیجئے. اے اللہ ہماری ٹوٹی پھوٹی دعائیں اپنے فضل اور کرم سے قبول فرما لیجئے. آپ کے پاک پیارے حبیب صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے آپ سے جو جو بھلائیاں مانگی ہیں وہ سب ہمیں نصیب فرما دیجئے، اور جن جن برائیوں سے پناہ مانگی ہے ان سے ہمیں اپنی پناہ نصیب فرما دیجئے. یا اللہ شرکائے دعا میں سے جس کے دل میں جو جائز مقصد ہے، نیک تمنا ہے، یا اللہ ہماری تمام نیک جائز مرادوں کو پورا کر دیجئے. یا اللہ جو تمام نیک حاجات ہیں، جائز مقصد ہیں، اس میں کامیابی نصیب فرما دیجئے. یا اللہ ہم سب کو دنیا اور آخرت کی ہر خیر نصیب فرما دیجئے، اور ہر شر اور برائی سے ہماری حفاظت فرما دیجئے. اس مسجد کی بھی حفاظت فرمائیے، اور اس مسجد کی جو بھی ضرورتیں ہیں اپنے خزانے غیب سے پورا کر دیجئے. یا اللہ حافظ صاحب یہاں جو خدمت کرتے ہیں اس کو بھی قبول فرما لیجئے. یا اللہ اس خدمت میں برکت نصیب فرمائیے، یہاں جو مدرسہ چلتا ہے اس میں بھی برکت نصیب فرمائیے، اس کو پورے علاقے والوں کے لیے خیر اور برکت اور رشد اور ہدایت کا مرکز بنائیے، اور یہاں سے پورے علاقے میں ہدایت کے پھیلنے کے فیصلے فرمائیے. ہماری ٹوٹی پھوٹی دعائیں قبول کر لیجئے. ربنا تقبل منا انک انت السمیع العلیم، وتب علینا انک انت التواب الرحیم، وصلی اللہم وسلم علی سیدنا محمد وآلہ وصحابہ اجمعین. سبحان ربک رب العزت عما یصفون، وسلام علی المرسلین، والحمد للہ رب العالمین، برحمتک یا ارحم الراحمین.